become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Hour two of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this 27th day of September 2005 from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. I have Jeff Bennett online with me. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, John. How are you? You can hear my neighbor's dog, Peppy, barking in the background?
No, but I did get your message about the Israeli star as a six-pointed
star.
Yeah,
I unfortunately pick up on it. What's interesting about it is I actually was reading a piece last night along with a friend of mine in California that actually got into quite an in-depth discussion about the origin of the American flag. And this whole business about the five-pointed stars, believe it or not, goes back into some Illuminati stuff, which... we'll get it all put together and share it with the audience as soon as we get it all wrapped up.
Yeah.
Quite a story.
It is. And people, you know, they don't think about culture and where it comes from and, you know, where the colloquial terms come from. They don't think about any of that stuff. They just ingest it and just file it in the memory hole and continue with their life.
Well, it's I guess what's really sad, John, is that very few people in this country think any longer anyway. They allow Uncle Scam to do it for them, and that's the sad thing. You talk about colloquialisms, language things, and I won't get into a big story here, but I know I told you this story years and years and years ago. You know, we've all heard the term, oh, I was just joshing you, and, you know, I mean, I was just kidding you or whatever. That actually came out of the language of American coinage, believe it or not, and it goes back to in the first days of what was known as the Liberty Head nickel that was issued back in 1883, all it had was the Roman numeral 5 on the back of the coin. Nowhere on it did it say 5 cents. And there were some people that gold-plated those coins. And they took the coins out, and they would one guy happened to walk into a cigar store every day and buy a single cigar, probably 50-cent cigar, handed the guy this, I guess it was a 5 cent cigar, hands him this Liberty Head nickel, which is gold plated. He never asked for change. The guy gave him change for it as if it were a $5 gold piece. Eventually, the guy was arrested, hauled into court. He was set free because of the fact that he had, number one, never asked for change. And the guy's name was Josh something or other. I can't remember his last name. And that's actually where the term I was just joshing came from.
giving you a plug nickel for gold.
Oy vey, Moishe.
I'm telling you, technicalities, huh? Hey, look, we're coming up on break here, but there's something that we want to offer people.
Absolutely. We've got something really hot to offer folks. When we come back from the break, a couple of comments I want to share with the audience about Greenspan just so they can do a little bit of thinking on their own. But I got to be honest, I'm real confused with what's coming out of Greenspan's mouth right now, John. It makes no sense from one day to the next.
Well, let's ask his wife that still works for NBC. You know, here's the marriage of the media mogul with the money mogul.
Andrea, the one on TV who does need plastic surgery. Thank you.
Now, let's not pick on the dog-faced women now.
I know.
All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Pain medication. medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure Soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You understand that sound, don't you, Jeff?
Absolutely.
What do we got for fine folks today? By the way, folks, I'm doing this. And we're raising money for the new shortwave. It will be 11920 on your shortwave dial.
And how many hours a day are we going to get that frequency?
Well, it's going to be, and it's kind of interesting because it's sandwiched in between Voice of America and BBC, I do believe. So we're gonna, on that frequency, we're going to pick up audiences that they've never heard from us before. So we're going to have that Monday through Saturday from 12 noon until 6 p.m., and then we're going to do from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., and the frequency yet to be decided, but what we're doing right now, Jeff, is we're working towards, because we have Stan Monteith that's on WHRI from 10 until 12 midnight, and so what we're going to end up with here is 12 hours of shortwave 6 days a week.
Yeah, that's pretty important. You know, you talked, John, about being sandwiched in between audiences that had never heard from us before. And I have to honestly say, one thing that Dave Franz has been an absolute champion about over the years is getting his frequencies so close to other frequencies that, well, gee, they tend to pick us up and drown the other ones out. These are people that need to hear from us. There's just no two ways about it.
There it is.
Absolutely. A couple of quick things. I mentioned before the break, and this really is germane to where we're going to go here. I'm very confused. I had a piece published on my website the other day. Greenspan has as of 2 days ago, publicly announced that he is now deeply, deeply concerned about the debt and the deficit in this country.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute, Alan, booby, baby, who's the guy that has assisted in allowing this to take place? You know, if you were that worried about it, why didn't you just cut off our credit? But, you know, it doesn't go that way. Of course, we now are faced with the fact that just days ago, gold shattered a 17-year price record in around the world, jumping to over 470 an ounce. It was a momentary blip. We're still sitting in the mid-460s. John, 30 days ago, gold was at 4.25 an ounce. Today, we're in the mid-460s. It's up $40 an ounce in 30 days. I believe there's absolutely nothing to stop gold from breaking through the $500 range before the end of the year. I know there's people out there talking about $1,000, $2,000 ounce gold in the near future. I don't know what near future is because I've been hearing that stuff for 10 years. I pray it doesn't happen, John, because frankly, if it does, it is completely all over, not just in this country, but all over the world. The entire global economic collapse will take place if gold goes to those levels.
Well, and it's a lot of people have talked to me about that issue that said that this may be, I mean, this terrorism crap that they're trying to pull, you know, centralizing government power, you know, for the protection against the boogeyman out there. It's
not, the boogeyman is government.
Yeah, well, no kidding. But it's not flying. And many, many millions of people around the world are finally waking up to this. Europeans are doing
They should be, because it's not just happening in this country. This is what, you know, we tend to think that these problems are strictly targeting we, the people of these United States of America. But it really is a global target. You know, when Bush sits there with his cronies the other day saying that he is proposing that our U.S. military, who's sadly depleted, worrying about giving the so-called freedom and democracy to countries who don't even have an understanding of the concept, we can't even take care of our own in this country, but he wants to keep sending the military out. But now he's saying we want the military to be the first response team on behalf of FEMA, and they're going to send them out all over this country.
And as I said, Jeff, I don't know if you heard me, Mr. Brown, that was recently deposed from his post, was right in front of Congress. I saw him this morning.
As a paid consultant.
As a paid consultant, telling him, oh, no, we need federalism. We need to consolidate this power.
Well, obviously, he's trying to make points back with his old boss and the team again. But what I find hilarious is, frankly, look, Brown's situation is typical of the Bush administration, John. They hire people who are relatively inept and have no experience in a particular field anyway.
He did in horses.
Yeah, this is fairly common. But you know, so the guy leaves. He's not terminated. He leaves on his own volition. Instantly, he's hired at a mega-sized contract to go in and do an investigation, a private investigation, into the department he headed up until 2 weeks ago. Duh. I mean, come on, people.
Yep.
It doesn't work. A couple more quick things, and I'm going to move on, because we've got something absolutely exciting today we want to share with the audience. It's rare that we do this, but you're going to understand why in a moment. A couple of things I want you to keep in mind about Big Al Greenberg. He warned in the early 90s of irrational exuberance, and that was before the dot-coms went bust. He warned us in 2004 of the looming real estate bubble. In many areas of the country, home prices are now adrift. They're holding out here where I live, but we're starting to see some cracks in the levee there, so to speak. And he's warned us just a few days ago, the Fed, meaning the Federal Reserve, is more concerned with inflation than recession as a result of Katrina. Well, I don't know where Al Greenberg's Greenspan's been the last, I don't know how many years. We've discussed this. We have, in the last 4.5 years, the dollar has lost 40% of its buying power. If that isn't inflation, I don't know what is.
And then what is the same guy under his watch, what does this guy do? Oh, that's right. He opens up the IMF checkbook and starts writing out checks that, well, quite frankly, your butt and my butt and many other millions of Americans' butts couldn't cover.
No, that's absolutely right. Absolutely correct. And so it is appalling. I have to share with you, I was on with you, last Wednesday or Thursday, we did 20 minutes. The phones were absolutely nonstop for, completely through Friday. I thank folks for not doing too many calls to us on the weekends, because there are other things we have to do, but I'm willing to talk to folks on the weekends if I'm available, or I'll get back to them.
And why are we doing this, Jeff? Let's remind them why we're doing this.
Well, for several reasons. One is obvious support and growth of Republic Broadcasting Network is to me one of the key reasons. But secondly, is that we're tired of people getting ripped off, paying outrageous sums of money for products that are being represented as rarities that in fact aren't. We're trying to put great value into people's hands for the least amount of money. And we've done some transactions since, in fact, when I was on with you last week, we talked about a particular situation with a particular unnamed company that was selling what I deemed to be overpriced special Olympic commemorative coins. And one of our listeners had a check made out to that company, sitting on the front seat of his truck, ready to go drop it into the mail to that company until he heard our program. He called me. He said, "You guys made sense. Thank you, thank you, thank you." He turned around and spent that $6,000 with us and got a lot more gold.
Well, guess what
he would have got.
And guess who I ran in today? I was at a coin store, and somebody walked in that that recognized me, and we started talking. And with the same company that you just mentioned, said that I got ripped off by that company. I was buying these St. Gaudens, and I was paying $1,000 for an ounce of gold.
Well, you know, we don't know what the date was, if there was a special mint mark, if it was just a common date coin. There's no way to determine that thing at this point in time.
It was a pretty standard deal, and what it went would have went with other companies for $600, six and a quarter, whatever. No. He's paying almost $1,000.
That's insane.
And I said right in this coin store, and I had everybody's attention. I said the problem here is that we got a lot of people that realize that they're sitting on a commodity that's going to be worth a lot more than it is right now, but they're greedy. And the reason why I started Republic Trading Group through this network, as you mentioned, to take the proceeds, and we're not out there ripping people off, folks. And trust me, I keep telling you, call us and then call the other guys.
I'm going to tell you a quick, John, we had a gal who called last week after I had done the program. She, number one, is under some time restraint. She's got to have goods within a certain period of time because, frankly, she's moving to Canada.
Right.
She called up, and she had just enough education in the investment world, chiefly through Schwab and the stock market, Dow Jones, et cetera, that she called me with just enough knowledge to make me believe that she's been talking to a bunch of other people, and whether she had or not, she's had unusual ways of doing her own discovery and her own investigation. She called me knowing exactly what it was she wanted to buy. Well, I had no qualms. I'd be happy to fill those orders, except that a lot of it was the modern day, the American Eagles, Maple Leafs, things like that. And I'm finding that even the local coin stores are getting greedy because of what's happening with gold and silver, and even the major international wholesalers are starting to jack their spreads up on even modern-day bullion issues.
And
we can beat that with the pre-33 private gold in most cases.
And a lot of these coin dealers, I was talking to one guy today, and he said, "No, I don't touch ounces of gold. You know, I don't touch the bullion stuff." He said, because, you know, he says, because people have paid, you know, different sums of money for them. They come in and they're disappointed when I offer them, you know, what it's really, truly worth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm in business of selling coins, obviously, and I have to have my little markup." He said, "But these people come in with these horror stories," and he said, "I can't do anything for them."
Well, in this gal's particular case, one of the things she made a decision to buy was a bag of junk silver. And there was a lot of things going on. She happened to live in the Austin area. I actually sent her to a dealer in Austin. Because of what her needs were, what her wants were, I couldn't fill the bill in a timely enough fashion. I referred her to a dealer in Austin. She went over there. She talked with them. She left and came back and called me and said, "You know what? They backed up and supported me some of the things that you had said." She said, "I want to do business with Republic Trading and support them."
We're not out there.
First key issue is we got her a full bag of junk silver for $200 less than what they had quoted her, and she could have gone in and hand-picked it up there, but she chose to do it with us. I talked to a client this morning who's got two bags of junk silver on order with us. He called one of these other companies up in Minnesota, not the one you're even thinking of, and he said we were $600 less than what they were quoting. Folks, we're making a fair price. We're putting tremendous value into our people's hands. And that leads me to where we want to go today.
And
because you've got things going on, I've got things. Folks, get your paper and pencil out. I wish I'd told you this before.
All right. Hold on.
We got a break time. We'll be back.
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back with Jeffrey Bennett, folks. Folks, we're trying to help you. Heed the word. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everybody has pen and paper ready. Go, Jeff.
Because this is hot. Unbelievably hot. And this is kind of an odd one. John and I discussed how to handle this thing. We have a collection of gold pieces that we're going to make available to our listening audience. And I can only suggest this. If the first person who calls who wants the whole ticket is going to save a ton of money, a ton of money. Every piece we're going to bring up here is gold. Gold, gold, gold. That's all this is. Get ready. Start writing these down so you understand what you're dealing with. Remember, gold closed today at $463.50 an ounce. So I'm going to let you do the math when it's over done with. There's 6 different entries in this package. The first one is a 1987 Chinese Panda, full proof issue, 1 ounce pure gold coin. Retail, John, just based on its melt value, don't consider the fact that pandas generally bring some pretty good money. Just based on a normal retail value, it's worth about $490, but we're not going to sell it for that today. So bear with me. We're going to go through the list. I'll tell you what the package is, but we'll also let you know that if some folks get through to us that want to buy individual pieces or portions of this package, we'll do it. It's pretty much going to be first come, first serve. We also have 3 South African Krugerrands, full 1 ounce Krugerrands. Retail value on those right now is about $472 per coin. Per coin, $1,440 for the 3 of them. $550 is the normal single price for that panda. American Gold Eagle. These are the modern-day 1 ounce, $50 face value gold American Eagles. We don't normally have a lot of access to these things, John, for the reasons I mentioned before the break. These wholesalers are jacking up the prices on these things because they're running with this supply and demand mentality. There's a big demand for gold out there right now through coin shops, through the weekend flea markets and swap meets, pawn shops, and a lot of the firms on the radio. And so they're jacking up the spreads on these things. And right now there's not what I call great buys on them. But if you were to buy these things right now from us, you'd probably pay just about $500 per coin. In the package, they're not going to pay anywhere near that. We've got six of them available. Now, remember, this is not a matter of once three Krugerrands are gone, I'm going to have more of them available at the same price. This is part of this massive package. We've got a client who's going to liquidate. The purpose is for helping out the network, and we're certainly very thankful for that. Also, we have a single, I believe the year is a 1900 U.S. $20 gold Liberty. It is a circulated coin, probably a very fine to extra fine condition. You're going to find dealers on the shortwave, John, that are selling that coin for $576 a piece. If we were to sell it by itself, it would be $530 here at Republic Trading Group. That's a $46 savings over what a lot of these guys are selling them for on the shortwave right now. Two other coins are of interest and should be of tremendous interest to our listeners. One is a 1984 Olympic gold half-ounce coin. The interesting thing is, John, it's not a pure half-ounce. I found out that we don't deal with a lot of these. It's just a hair. It's 0.48 of an ounce, so it's just under a half an ounce. We also have a 1988 Olympic. We believe it's a quarter-ounce gold piece, according to the list we've been provided. That thing, if we were to sell it, would probably go for somewhere around $123. Now, let me tell you something. This is the same coin. If we were to sell it by itself at $123, John, this is the same coin that the characters up in Minnesota have been offering for $290 a copy.
You're kidding.
That's right. $290 a copy. If we had a bunch of them, we'd sell them for $123. So,
well, how do they sleep at night?
I think they, you know, I don't know.
Drugs? Sleeping pills? What?
They must get drunk with all the profit they're making. They must be drinking something better than Jack Daniels. That's all I can figure out. Here's the deal. I've done some calculations based on what the normal retail values are on the street for this entire package. The one Panda, three Krugerrands, six 1 ounce American Gold Eagles, the 1900 XF $20 Lib, and the two fractional Olympic Gold coins dated 1984 to 88. Retail value on the street right now is about $6,110 and up, depending on who's doing the gouging. First caller today that wants to purchase this entire package, $5,600, and we're going to have to charge you $20 shipping on this particular one, John, just because of the difference in the way we ship over what our normal shipping procedures are.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you get that other, $25 Mexican, American Eagle in there?
I did not get the $25 American Eagle in there. Maybe you and I got confused. I thought that was...
That's all right. I'll just hold that one back.
I thought that was one of the Olympic pieces. We had a little bit of confusion there.
No, we got two of the Olympics.
So, you know, for a $6,100-and-some-odd-dollar package elsewhere, you can pick up today for $5,600. Now, that's if you want the whole package. Obviously, if we have to break these down, and one coin here, two coins there, you're going to see a little bit of a difference. So anyone who's in a position that's been looking at buying gold, this is a tremendous buy.
We just gave them a $500 discount.
A $500 discount over what they would normally do for retail. They're buying this basically at wholesale. At wholesale. These are the figures we would have to pay if we went out and had to buy them to fill an order for a client right now.
Oh,
this is a tremendous buy.
Well, let's remind folks, and let's say this one more time. This is a one-off deal here.
You got it.
Okay. So hold on 1 second, Jeff. We'll bring you back on the other side. I want to make sure that people get the number here. I suppose they're dialing this number here, 800-724-2719, or do you want to take the call, Jeff?
Either way. I know I have to go out for about a half hour after we're done today, but whether they reach me at 1-800-691-7898 or call you, you and I'll have to stay in touch to see which way it goes first.
Hold on.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
3/4 of a pound of gold for $5,600. Not a bad deal, Jeff.
Oh, not a bad deal at all. Like I say, the panda is kind of the oddball because it's real tough for me to track that panda. You know, it's a 1 ounce proof piece. Proof pieces are very specially struck, literally almost by hand. And pandas have just held up tremendous value over the years. It's still a bullion type product. It's 1987 piece, and if we had them here, we're selling them, we'd get $490 a piece. There's places that are getting $550 to over $600 a piece for pandas because of their relative scarcity. They only mint so many per year, and it really is a true highline collector's piece. We're not making it available at that. We're making this kind of stuff available. Basically, at extremely fair prices to put a large block of gold into somebody's hand who's looking to buy this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
3 Krugerrands. Everybody knows South African Krugerrands. You're getting a pure 1 ounce of net gold in each coin. There's an additional 10% of weight in there, which is copper, which is the solidifying entity. The 6 American Gold Eagles. I mean, a lot of people calling, wanting to buy American Gold Eagles, wanting to buy bullion-related products. This is the perfect chance to take advantage of it. Buy the whole package, or if you can't afford to, you want to call and talk to us about individual pieces. It's only as good as these pieces are available. Our number here, of course, Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. John, if you got another number where they can call and get a hold of either you or Sandra.
Yeah, 800-724-2719. And I'll tell you what this gold is for, folks. This is to prepay the short wave for next month.
That's right. That keeps us moving forward.
we're working overtime. We're going to give you more of what we do here, allow more people to hear it. I don't care what I have to do, Jeff. This is an all bets off kind of a deal because this is not a dress rehearsal. We're going to get this country back. And there's no half measures here, is there?
No, none at all. Let me say this, John, because I don't know when we're going to schedule be up together next. But I had a gentleman who called me several weeks ago that is in a unique situation. He is at about retirement age. He's got, a lot of people call, well, gee, I've got IRAs or I've got 401Ks or I've got 403Bs. Let me explain something to you. I've had accounts at a number of resources for many, many years. Some of them have been laying dormant for 2 or 3 years. This is an issue that I think we want to take some time next time we're together to talk about. There's some very interesting options that people can do. And I know a lot of other people have occasionally talked about it on the air, but people are getting nervous, John. They're really getting scared of all their money in these IRAs and 401s being wrapped up in paper. And I'd like to take a goodly sum of 1 hour one of these days coming up fairly soon and let people know there are options. One of the listeners and I are already talking. Dan, if you're out there, give me a call later tonight. I've not gotten back to him, John, because it's taking quite a bit to get these accounts reactivated again.
All right.
And this is where we can take actual gold and silver, put it into a golden IRA, a different program than they may have, which at least I don't recommend the gold going in there. Let's do silver. That's where you're going to make money. As all the paper economies fall apart and all these IRAs and 401s begin to lose money again, we're going to show them some options. But you know what? First and foremost, if you're looking for gold, you want some advice, you want to do something different than what you've been hearing on the air, obviously give us a call. I work some pretty long hours a day, 12, 14-hour days on the phone are not uncommon. Obviously, once again, if someone wants to take advantage of this fantastic package we're making available, you must call us today. First one who makes the call that commits to the package,
and
be prepared to get a cashier's check or do a bank wire overnight so that we can get this thing out to you. Cannot hold this thing for 2 and 3 weeks waiting for people to get money here and there.
I'll tell you what, if you'll do me a favor, Jeff, just the producer will bring you down offline. And
you got it.
And I think we have an individual that's ready to pick up the whole package.
I can do that.
All right.
Take care, John. Good to be on with you as always.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, folks, Republic Trading Group, it's important because we're doing what nobody else in this industry wants or cares to do because they're too centered on their damn profits. And for me, you know, business as usual, that'd be one thing. But this is an opportunity for people in this country to really have a nest egg, to have something they can fall back on, and to watch people profiteering and just picking their bones like vultures. I mean, it's sickening and it's disgusting. It really is. And I'm sure the rest of the industry is not going to be real happy with Republic Trading Group because you know what? We're going to give people an honest, even deal. You're not going to have to call us up every 30 days to try to track your order. Well, where is it? Only to have the other guy, you know, your good bud and pal on the other end of the line tell you, well, we missed the ship date on it, and it'll be another 30 days or it'll be another couple of weeks only to have you call back next month and go, where's my order? Folks, this is one of the rare times that we actually have physical gold in this network, okay? We don't touch this stuff. It doesn't go into a vault, okay? It comes directly from the distributors of this to your hands. We never touch it. Okay? We're for real, folks. This is the real deal. Republic Trading Group. 800-691-7898. Heed the call, folks. We're trying to help you. I've been telling people about this for 10 years. And the only reason we started Republic Trading Group is because we were tired of watching people get ripped off and lied to. Just because you got some slicky guy on the other end of the phone that's got a good voice and, well, you know, a good rap, as they say. No. The mostest for the leastest. Always remember that. And if in case you forget that, they came up with another one. Buyer beware. Well, we don't play games here, folks. We're not playing games with our lives, our liberty, our freedom. And we're not going to play games with you on the telephone either. Get treated squarely? Recommend this to somebody else that's thinking about it. There you go. New study finds oil company profiteering behind gasoline price spikes. Bush called upon to prevent profiteering. You heard the president lately? Oh, yes, we're going to open up the strategic reserves. What's that going to do, Prez? You kind of alluded to this, but you didn't make it a point. This isn't a situation where we don't have the crude. There's been no interruptions in crude supply. This is an issue of demand and supply. They purposely limited their ability to supply the product, and in a free market environment, the laws of supply and demand take over. Well, at least we thought. California sales tax on gasoline makes government complicit with oil companies. Uh-oh. Santa Monica, California, a study released by the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights California, or the FTCR, today found oil company profiteering and the government's failure to respond to it are the cause of recent gasoline price spikes in California. The study by petroleum industry analyst Tim Hamilton showed, for example, that from January 17th to April 18th of 2005, this year, gasoline prices jumped 65 cents per gallon and refiner profits rose by 61% or 61 cents per gallon. Gee, how does that work? The extra 4 cents went to the state in increased sales tax collection. The study concluded that California's percentage sales tax provides an economic incentive for government officials to promote high prices at the pump because they result in greater tax collection. An estimated $1 billion more in California, I'm just talking California here, an estimated $1 billion more in California during the 2005 due to the price gouging. The consumer group recommends a windfall profits rebate be instituted. The FTCR sent President Bush a copy of the study and called upon him in a letter to warn oil companies against profiteering in the wake of Hurricane Katrina and issue an executive order prohibiting profiteering if necessary. Oil company profiteering, not increased production cost, is the cause of price spikes at the gasoline pump. Let me read this again. Oil company profiteering, not increased production cost, is the cause of the price spikes at the gasoline pump, and Californians deserve their money back. And this is according to Jamie Court of the FTCR. He's the president who served with Hamilton on the California Attorney General's Gasoline Pricing Task Force. Hurricane Katrina will only increase the probability of profiteering and should be a wake-up call to legislatures. The continued failure of public officials to compel refiners to create more refining capacities and increase inventories will result in gasoline prices rising to $4 per gallon relatively soon. This is according to Hamilton. The system is rigged for price spikes, and the refiners know it. The study examined the causes of doubling the average price of gasoline from $1.36 a gallon on January 3rd of 2000 to $2.72 on August 15th of 2005. Among the main findings are increases in the prices charged by oil by OPEC countries are not primarily responsible for the dramatic increase in gasoline prices in California. Much of California's crude is harvested locally by major refiners who control their own fields. OPEC nations only supply approximately, ready for this, 20% of the oil delivered to refineries in California. Fields controlled by the oil companies in California or Alaska provide the majority, or 66%, with the remaining 14% coming from non-OPEC foreign locations. Maybe Venezuela, maybe Mexico, who knows, but non-OPEC foreign locations. California consumers will pay an estimated increase of $15.5 billion more at the pump in 2005 than they did in 2000 because of the profiteering by oil companies and government's failure to act. Now, I want to stop here a second with this because I want to suggest something. You know, we saw it in the energy companies, Enron, and all the other companies out there. We're seeing it in the oil companies. What I see here is massive profit-taking because I think they're getting ready to batten down the hatches, so to speak. I think the proverbial is in the wind right now. And they're taking these – do they care if we got a few consumers who are upset or a government that doesn't act to stop their profiteering? No, they're profiting right now. They're reaping profits because they're getting ready for what? In my estimation, the big kaboom here, folks. The economic worldwide slowdown. And it's always been my contention. I don't think the New World Order folks here has to, and their minions and their selected minions, have to do a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack in the United States. Why would they have to do that? They control and manipulate the world's money markets. Somebody asked me one day, well, why would that be in their best interest? Because they built the system. And it only has so long as a shelf life, and then it self-destructs. So they pull the plug, let all the dust settle, bring it back a new improved system that's the same as the old system, and then we start all over again. Don't worry, your dollar is going to be worth 100 cents per dollar today. But you stay the course with us, guess what? Your dollar is only going to be worth 4 or 5 cents eventually. This has a shelf life. It has a run, folks. And they're at the end of their run. So I see this as all major profit-taking. Because who are they going to be selling gasoline and oil products to if nobody's got a job? Nobody has any income. How many people didn't go someplace because of the immense cost of gasoline? They said, I'm not going to pay that. Well, that's fine. Did the prices come down? Oh, I think there was a lot less gasoline sold in this country once these prices started to spike. Okay, so where's the supply, the law of supply and demand there? If the demand is less, shouldn't the price drop? Oh, it's dropped a penny or two here and there. But it's going to go back up. It's going to hit $4 a gallon. Some people are still predicting $5. We don't know. But this whole thing has been a ruse. When I had Lindsey Williams on this program, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about ANWR. We were talking about Gull Island, which, by the way, BP controls. But there is enough oil right now. Forget the exploratory stuff. They know exactly where it's at. They could be pumping oil next week out of those wells. And we're not talking about a small puddle of oil here, folks. We're talking possibly the third largest reserve on the entire planet sitting up there at our beck and call. And we got this clown sitting in Washington, D.C. playing patty cake with the oil companies, ripping people off for billions and billions of dollars. Getting tired of the corruption? You getting tired of the greed? Are you getting tired of the people that are covering for these people? No public evidence exists of substantive increases from 2000 to 2005 to oil companies in the cost of producing crude oil, refining oil into gasoline or diesel, or transporting the refined products to market. Here's the irony. They transport most of the stuff by truck. It's going to cost them more to fuel the vehicles to get them on down the road. That's right, to deliver their overpriced product. That'll hurt them just a little bit. But they're carrying the stuff that they're overpricing. The 2005 California gas prices spike, with pump prices increasing from $1.93 of January 17th to $2.72 by August 15th, was directly tied to the exportation of large quantities of CARB motor fuel in 2005. By exporting fuel out of the country, refiners and traders deliberately decreased available supplies during a period of peak demand. And again, let me remind you that the refining capacity in this country ain't nothing like it was back in the 70s. We only got a couple hundred of these refineries. Back then, we had 500, 400 or 500 of these refineries. How do you limit the supply and keep the prices high? That's right. You reduce your capacity. And then for the coup d'etat, when price oil demand or the demand peaks here, well, you sell it offshore. California, which also collects a gasoline excise tax, is one of only 9 states that maintains a sales tax on purchases at the pump. Gasoline price increases in California will increase collections by 7.25% for state and local taxes during 2005, by an estimated 6 cents per gallon, or 40% of approximately $1 billion, creating the largest gas tax increase in the history of the state. California's percentage sales tax provides economic incentives for government officials to promote high prices at the pump. The sales tax has created an implied partnership between the oil industry and the California government, as both dramatically benefit from the rise at the pump. Want to know why your officials right now aren't jumping down, up and down? Because they've been hearing from their constituents going, we're tired of this. Why aren't you doing anything about it? Do anything. They're not even talking about it. They're making too much money at it. The risk that the elected officials constantly searching for additional tax revenues will become hooked on high prices at the pump. That's very real. Now, while gasoline sales tax collection increased by over 150% after adjustment for inflation since an enactment in 1972, the minimum wage level, also set by the legislature, has fallen nearly 12.5% during the same period. Spending more and earning less. That's America, folks. By the way, I've got a minute here. I'll read the letter that was sent over to the president, just so we have this in our memory file, not to be erased by the Orwellian memory flushers out there. I'll read that letter when we get right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Here's a letter went over to President George W. Bush. Boy, am I going to be thankful the day I never have to refer to that man as being President of the United States. The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., standing for the District of Criminals, 20500. Dear President Bush, at the outbreak of the Persian Gulf War, your father called upon oil companies to freeze prices and slow restraint. They did so for about 2 weeks. Yet your response to the gasoline price crisis posed by Hurricane Katrina failed to address oil company profiteering or gasoline price increases. Recent studies by the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights show oil company profiteering is behind recent gasoline price spikes. For example, from January 17th to April 18th, 2005, California gasoline prices jumped 65 cents per gallon, and refiner profits rose by 61 cents per gallon. Hurricane Katrina will only increase the probability of oil company profiteering. We ask you to call upon the nation's oil companies to freeze the price of gasoline and warn the companies that profiteering will not be tolerated. If an executive order is necessary, it should be issued. Hurricane Katrina must be a wake-up call to Washington, D.C., that oil companies maintain insufficient refinery capacity and inventories to serve the American public. The U.S. government must take on the task of regulating refining capacity and inventories in this nation. Jamie Court, FTCR President, Doug Heller, Executive Director, Tim Hamilton, Petroleum Consultant. You know, folks, nobody's saying anything about Bill O'Reilly is up there opining and really getting indignant and mad about this. But how much real information have you heard Bill O'Reilly put out? You know, what actions are being taken? He just gets up there and huffs and puffs and tries to blow somebody's house down. But what really happens? Nothing. And folks, the thought keeps haunting me that these companies, and I don't care if they're selling insurance. By the way, insurance companies are going to get a grand pass on Katrina. Don't doubt that for a moment. You don't hear about any insurance companies going, well, I don't know if we can cover all these expenses. We might go belly up. Well, what have you been doing with the money you've been collecting off these poor people for all these years? Well, you can't pay a premium? Oh, because you don't have any more money? Well, what'd you do with the money we paid into it? This is a massive bailout. And after all, folks, I mean, it almost seems like children are running the checkbook of this country. As long as they see blank checks, they still figure they can write any dollar amount in it they have, just as long as they have a blank check in which to do it on. This is insanity. You know, I loved Greenspan when he used the term irrational exuberance. You know how that echoed around this country for how many weeks and months? Him warning of the exuberance and the irrationality of the government spending money they don't have? They've been doing it for years. $71 trillion? Let me tell you something. We couldn't produce the next 1,000 generations putting all their hard-earned money, whatever they earn, back into this debt and pay it off. You don't want to know why? The juice is still running on the $71 trillion. The juice is still running. Ask a loan shark, folks. You know I borrowed a couple $1,000 off of you and you were going to make me pay $5 back, but how about if I pay you $2,000 back? The only response that you would get back is, which leg do you want broke first? Well, this is what they've been doing to us for many, many years. Private banking running our money system, totally unconstitutional. Do you realize how much different things would be today if we had an honest money supply in this country? Didn't have the IRS and every other greedy, panhandling son of a gun picking our pockets? Well, it'd be a much better place in which to live. And it will be in the future. Why? Because, folks, we are the miracle that's going to make it happen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.